that stupid punk rock. I don't, I just think of it as rock and roll, but that's what it is.
Tune in Friday nights from 11 to midnight for the best in punk rock music here on KGNU. Smash It Back, Punk and Other Junk. Every Friday night from 11 to midnight here on KGNU.
It's 11:01 here at KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's Friday night. It's time for a show we call Smash It Back. My name is Stephen Whitehead. I'll be here with you playing some classic punk and other junk up until midnight. Number in the studio is 303-442-4242. You can send an email to bj@kgnu.org. Tonight, it's all about 1978. 40 years ago, just like KGNU started in 1978. Here's the Angry Samoans.
You are just a That's enough.
All right, 11:15 here, KGNU Boulder, Denver. Smash it back. Listening to the stuff from 1978, or from bands that were formed in 1978. Kind of as a little tribute to KGNU, who's turning 40 in May. So the idea is we're going to play some stuff from 1978 this week, and 1979 next week, and 1980 the week after, and that's going to bring us up to 2018, right around KGNU's anniversary birthday. So we just heard there from a band called Cardiac Kids. Got together in San Diego in 1978. That was a track called No You Don't, taken from Get Out, San Diego Punk, 1978 to 1981. And before that, of course, we heard from Devo. Kind of a stretch, maybe in the other junk category, but super cool, awesome band, obviously. A little bit edgier in the beginning than later, but still awesome all the way through. That was from their album, Are We Not Men? We Are Devo. And that was Come Back Johnny. That was released in 1978 in August. And it was their debut studio LP. Apparently, David Bowie and Iggy Pop and even Robert Fripp all were interested in producing that, but also Brian Eno, and he's the guy that ended up producing that album. So there you go. Before that, we heard from Dead Boys, band out of Cleveland, Ohio, that was started back in 76. And this album, We Have Come For Your Children, came out in 1978. We heard the track I Don't Want To Be No Catholic Boy from Dead Boys. For that, we heard from X-Ray Specs, who also got together back in 1976, but their first album came out in 1978, Germ-Free Adolescence, and it was just a super big hit, of course. That track, Oh Bondage, Up Yours, I remember hearing that when I was a kid, right here on KGNU, and thinking, wow, that's an interesting song. They have a lot of saxophone, of course, on that album, and we were able to hear one without that much sax, because I'm just not into the saxophone myself. That was a track called Obsessed With You from X-Ray Specs off of Germ-Free Adolescence. They had three UK hit singles with that album. Still classifies as punk rock. Started off tonight, Smash It Back, with the Angry Samoans and their six-song EP, which came out in 1980. They were formed in 1978 in LA, and their first release was a six-song EP that came out in 1980 called Inside My Brain, and that's the track we heard from that album, or EP. Super gruesome cover on that with a girl, she's just got an axe in her head. It's pretty disturbing. I'm pretty sure it's like fake, but yikes. All right, we're going to move on with something from GBH. These guys formed in Birmingham, England back in 1978. But they didn't release any albums until City Baby Attacked by Rats, which was in 1982. And City Baby's Revenge, which came out in 1983. Anyway, we're going to listen to Gimme Fire from GBH. I'll smash it back.
I'm so sick of everything. monkey suit. You just look like a monkey.
Yeah. for nothing, a toast on your grave. I just wanna give you the creep, the creep, the creep, the creep. And your tears, I'll turn you in your sleep. I just wanna give you the creep, the creep, the creep, the creep.
There you have Social Distortion with The Creeps, track off of their 1983 album, Mommy's Little Monster, their debut album. But, of course, they got together. Originally in 1978 in Fullerton, California. And I'm sending that one out to Dave Fuller. Not that he particularly cares for Social Distortion that I know of, but, hey, the town's named after him. So, that's got to be worth something. For Social Distortion, we heard from, did you guess it? G.G. Allin. That's from his first album, Always Was, Is, and Always Shall Be. A track called Unpredictable from G.G. Allin. Recorded in 1978. Released in 1980. And the re-release of the album has a more current picture of him. It is just a horribly, unbelievably, just vile state. But the original album has this kind of, I don't know, like a high school yearbook type shot of him, almost with a perm, and looks totally harmless. What an amazing, incredible, freaked out deal there with G.G. Allin. I popped onto his Wikipedia page a few years ago when I was getting ready for one of these shows, and ended up reading it. It's like 40 pages long, and it's just full of depravity. Depravity? Anyway, unbelievable. So there's the humble beginnings of G.G. Allin's musical career. Always was, is, and always shall be. Before that, we heard from the Plasmatics, a band I always loved growing up. I saw them on Saturday Night Live and on Fridays, which is an awesome show featuring Kramer, Michael, what's his name from Seinfeld? He was a regular on Fridays. Anyway, Plasmatics started getting together in 1977, but their first performance was in July of 78 at CBGB's in New York City. And, of course, Wendy O. Williams fronted that band, mostly naked. She had a little electrical tape, I guess, over parts of her, and she usually destroyed something, or I guess always destroyed something. A large TV, I think, was one thing she chainsawed through while it was on, and it kind of blew up and smoked. And I'm sure I saw her chainsaw through a car, maybe a Mustang back in the day. Crazy stuff. And I was surprised to find out recently that they were actually very popular back in the day. The first band to sell out the Palladium in New York City, 3,000 people. And there you go, man. Plasmatics. with a track called Monkey Suit from their album New Hope for the Wretched. Before that, we heard from the Dead Kennedys who got together in 1978 in San Francisco, featuring, of course, Boulder's own Jello Biafra. This was from Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables, which was their debut album. It came out in 1980. And that was Let's Lynch the Landlord for the Dead Kennedys. Before that, we heard another Landlord song called Slumlord from DOA, band out of Vancouver, British Columbia. Got together in 1978. These guys took a break in the 90s, but are still going today. And there you go. That was taken from their compilation, Bloodied But Unbowed, The Damage to Date, featuring stuff from 1978 to 1983. I guess that ended. We also started off with... I can't do it without that. Anyway, we started off with a couple tracks. Black Flag gave us Nervous Breakdown from their first release, Nervous Breakdown, which was a 3-inch. I have it on a 3-inch CD. Super awesome. Recorded in 1978 and featuring Keith Morris, of course, on vocals. And started off with GBH and Give Me Fire. Band formed in 1978. All right, well, now I guess it's time to move on to that next track you just heard. It's The Descendants, My Age, Smash Back. There you have it. That was Crass with Punk Is Dead from their debut album, The Feeding of the 5,000, which came out, well, was recorded in 1978, all in one day, apparently, October 29th, which is pretty impressive because there's 18 tracks on there and they seem pretty complicated. Before that, we heard from The Germs with their debut release, which came out in 1978, a three-song EP called Lexicon Devil, and of course that was the classic Lexicon Devil, which I love to play here on this show. For that, we heard a track from the Avengers, band that got together in San Francisco in 1977, but, well, even opened for the Sex Pistols in 1978. And then this recording was from 1978, from a K-Rock interview in May of that year. And let's see. Before that, we started off with the Descendants. got together in 1977 under the name of The Itch, but then by 1978, they were going as Descendants, and this is from their debut release. Milo Goes to College came out in 1982. Hey, we're going to go out here with something from the Vibrators called Pure Mania, and we're going to hit wrap it up with something from the Sex Pistols, taken from their right before they broke up and Sid died and everything kind of fell apart. This is going to be from Texas, a place called the Longhorn, and it was recorded in January 10th, 1978. So that's what we're going to be hearing. Thanks for tuning in to Smash It Back. My name's Stephen Whitehead. We're here every Friday night from 11 to midnight. Stay tuned for Sleepless Nights coming up at midnight. And we'll catch you next time. Thanks for supporting KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Mentioned this was a horrible recording.
No fun!
Oh, welcome to Sleepless Nights on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Launch angels 1, 2, and 3.
Destiny Angel,
immediate launch.
Spectrum is going.
Harmony and Rhapsody Angels.
Immediate launch, Angels 2 and 3.
Spectrum is green.